Now let me move along here rather hurriedly because this is important here. Verse 12, for our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we've had our conversation, that is our manner of life in the world, and more abundantly to youward. You see, Paul now says he can rejoice because of the fact that the testimony that had been given, and friends, it's not by our wisdom that you and I today are able to have the effect that probably we think that we should have. But actually, we need to notice that it's because of the fact it's given simply. And as Dr. Ironside used to say, put the cookies on the bottom shelf so the kiddies can get them. Now, Paul speaks here of the fact that suffering had produced this in his life, and that's what it will produce. When I was in the hospital the first time, someone sent me Alice Mortensen's little poem, I Needed the Quiet, and I think I ought to share that with you today in this particular section. He said, I needed the quiet, so he drew me aside into the shadows where we could confide, away from the bustle where all the day long I hurried and worried when active and strong. I needed the quiet, though at first I rebelled, but gently, so gently, my cross he upheld and whispered so sweetly of spiritual things, though weakened in body, my spirit took wings to heights never dreamed of. When active and gay, he loved me so greatly, he drew me away. I needed the quiet, no prison my bed, but a beautiful valley of blessings instead, a place to grow richer, in Jesus to hide. I needed the quiet, so he drew me aside. Oh, my friend today, and many of you are on a bed of pain, may I say to you, you're in the will of God today, that bed can become a greater pulpit than this microphone is that I'm standing before right now. Now he says to them, we write none other things unto you than that what ye read or acknowledge, and I trust ye shall acknowledge even to the end, as also ye have acknowledged us in part, that we are your rejoicing, even as ye also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. And in this confidence I was minded to come unto you before, that ye might have a second benefit. Paul says, wasn't I a blessing to you the first time? And I'm coming now the second time, and I want to be a blessing to you. Now he says, and to pass by you into Macedonia, come again out of Macedonia unto you, and of you to be brought on my way toward Judea. When I therefore was thus minded, did I use lightness? Are the things that I purpose, do I purpose according to the flesh, that with me there should be yea, yea, and nay, nay? Now, Paul said this, I said I was coming before and I didn't come. Now, there were some of these enemies in Corinth were saying, well, he didn't mean it at all. He wasn't sincere. Now, what Paul is saying, I was sincere. Paul says, when I say yea, I mean yea. And when I say nay, I mean nay. And my friend, believers today ought to be that kind of folk. Not use lightness in making our appointments and our arrangements. And in the business world today, oh, how we need men and women that are Christian, that when they say something, they'll stand by it. That's what Paul is saying. But he says, but as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay. We didn't talk out of both sides of our mouth. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. The gospel is yes. The gospel is positive. The gospel is something God has done for us. The gospel is what the word means. It's good news, my friend. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, under the glory of God by us. You see, God means good for you, friends. I don't know where you are today or who you are, but if you today are God's child, wherever you are, God means well by you.